Dave Barry has plenty of friends in the news business. They've been driving him to drink ever since the Hanging Chads fiasco of the 2000 presidential election. When they get in touch, it's to ask, what is wrong with Florida? That's when Barry's back goes up and he just has to defend his beloved adopted state. Now he's written an entire book in which to do just that. The thing you need to know about Barry is that he has a very big heart. Sure, he knows we have plenty of crazy things going on here in the Sunshine State, but he genuinely believes in the basic good in most people. Take his chapter on Casadega as a case in point. Known as the psychic capital of the world, Casadega is like a town that time forgot. It boasts one hotel, built in the 1920s and not renovated since. When Barry checks in, he's reminded that there are spirits here, and he's afraid to take a shower because the whole setup feels a little too much like the film Psycho. For a mere $60, he arranges to meet with a spiritualist who tries her best to make a connection with him. When nothing she intuits about him hits the mark, he personally feels that he's failed her as a client. No blaming, no anger at the waste of money, but a feeling of guilt that he isn't a better believer. This episode is hilariously told, but also revealing about Barry as a person. He refuses to make fun of his fellow Floridians. It's the same way when he takes us over to Wekiwatchee Springs, a longtime Florida attraction that has fallen into disrepair since its heyday back in the 50s. Known for its aquatic mermaid shows, Wekiwatchee is making a comeback as a kitschy alternative to the crazy excess of Disney World. And then there's Dave Shealy, who, with his brother Jack, tries to keep the family business, Trail Lakes Campground, afloat after the death of their parents. If perpetuating the myth of the elusive skunk ape helps bring in more visitors, so be it. Barry even spends a couple of nights up near Ocala at the Villages, a self-contained city carrying the unfortunate moniker Disney for grown-ups. Barry spends his evenings sipping cheap wine served in plastic cups and watching hundreds of senior citizens line dance their way to good health. Barry describes the Villages as uncomfortably monochrome, making it clear that he prefers the cultural mélange of his Miami hometown. Yet he kindly applauds the madcap energy of his fellow boomers who rave about the Villages' lifestyle. Yes, Dave Barry loves Florida, warts and all, but he warns readers in his introduction, "My fellow Floridians, don't ever sober up."